Alvarez.
What's next for you? A new car? A new house? A vacation? At Alliant Energy, we're planning what's next for your energy by adding more renewable energy sources, embracing new technology, building stronger communities, and providing you with more options. We're not just powering homes and businesses. We're powering what's next for you. Learn more at AlliantEnergy.com/poweringwhatsnext.
At Dairyland Seed, we're proud to support our Wisconsin Badgers on their quest for a Big Ten championship. Just like we're proud to support Wisconsin farmers on their quest for higher yields. With a broad portfolio of corn, alfalfa, silage, and industry-leading Enlist E3 soybeans, we have a seed designed to perform on your acres and in your soil. All supported by the most dedicated team of experts in the business. Find the right seeds for your fields and operation at DairylandSeed.com.
We believe in education. We believe in public schools. At WEA Member Benefits, we believe in helping Wisconsin public school employees and their families achieve their financial goals by providing personal insurance, retirement and investment, and financial planning programs that are designed specifically for the education community. WEABenefits.com.
Yeah, there's a whole lot of crazy out there. So take it from Wisconsin's best skateboarders.
Drive sober on your wheels.
And we mean all your wheels.
Because you can't ride a crooked grind if you're like a crook in cuffs slapped with the ultimate fine. So drive sober or get pulled over.
Get the free Drive Sober app with Find a Ride and designated driver features and more at ZeroInWisconsin.gov. Zero in Wisconsin. Together, we can save lives.
Wisconsin DOT.
Business as usual is a thing of the past, but the entrepreneurial spirit keeps us closing in on our dream. That's why U.S. Bank makes sure solutions are a conversation away, so we can help you adapt and evolve your business, no matter what comes up. Because even in uncertainty, you can be certain we have your back. U.S. Bank. We'll get there together. Equal housing lender. Member FDIC.
Catches it with a spin move. Prop step to the baseline. He's going to jail.
Steps back for three. Count it from way downtown.
Drives the lane. Kaboom. Count it. And gets the foul. Are you kidding me?
Keep the excitement of game day going in a Nissan. With game-changing tech that makes every drive as exciting as a game-winning buzzer beater. Get to Nissan. Proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
I'm Wisconsin.
This is the Barry Alvarez Show, sponsored by Culver's, where you can enjoy the original Culver's Butter Burger, fresh beef cooked to order and topped with a lightly buttered toasted bun. Welcome to Delicious. Our final show of this platform. We do have some stuff that we want to let you know about here moving forward with Coach Alvarez, as he is set to retire from his athletics director position at the end of June. But that doesn't mean that we're done. We're going to have some stuff that we'll talk about here a bit later in the show. Our final show of this Badger sports season with the athletics director at the University of Wisconsin, and it's nice to actually do this in person. We've been doing this in Zoom form since about last September, but slowly but surely, it's getting a little closer to normal now.
Getting a little closer. I did have a Zoom call this morning, AD Zoom call, 7 a.m. I mean, I started every day from the start of COVID, you know, through COVID, every morning, 7 a.m., Zoom with the ADs. I tell you, that got pretty rough after a while. And you're right, Matt. We're getting closer and closer to getting back to normal. I know a lot of our athletic directors were out in Phoenix for the Fiesta Bowl has a function. We used to have our meetings there, but a number of the guys didn't want to go. But they were talked about this morning how much they felt, how good they felt about being able to see somebody face-to-face, visiting, sharing ideas and that type of thing. And so we're getting closer.
It has been a blur, to say the least, and that's probably, you know, if you're able to say that, if that's the worst thing you can say, that's a good thing. Obviously, what we've gone through. Have you had some time, not just on your upcoming retirement, but just this last year, to reflect on it? I mean, you touched on it all, that, you know, the Zoom meetings every morning. And now, I mean, we're not done, but we're closer to being done with this pandemic. You know, a chance just to reflect on this past year and everything that's gone on, the decisions and the sacrifices that people have had to make here.
You know what? I think about it all the time. I just did an interview, you know, with someone asked, you know, what's your normal day? There are no normal days. Probably the closest to normal was throughout the pandemic, you know, where you start the morning early with a Zoom call for sometimes 3 hours and followed up with a couple more. And then some of the committees I was on, you know, sometimes we were having, you know, urgent meetings at 8, 9, trying to find guys at 8 and 9 at night on the weekends just to finalize things. So there was nothing normal. You had to stay flexible because times were changing. New information came out every day, and you had to adjust to it, and you had to communicate that throughout the league. And so it was difficult. Someday we'll go back and there'll be books written about this. Then there'll be a book on the shelf, How to Manage a Pandemic, How to Play College Athletics Through a Pandemic, because there was not one to go to this time.
No, as I said before, I heard somebody say this several months ago. It's like you're trying to fly the plane while you're building it, trying to deal with all of this stuff. And I know some of the spring sports are still continuing, of course, as we speak. But to get to this point, to actually have had a football season, a basketball, hockey, volleyball, terrific run again for Coach Sheffield's team. I would imagine if you win a championship or just to make it through, to play your schedule as it was laid out, that in and of itself is a major accomplishment, isn't it?
To play all the sports as we did this year and have to deal with testing, to research and to find a company that can produce the vaccine or the testing protocol that you needed for you. Just think about that. We have 900 student athletes, and think about all the coaches and everyone that touches the program had to be tested. Now that taxes all of our medical personnel, our trainers, the hours that they put in and the time that they put in and research, and then managing all this, and the student athletes having to observe it all and be disciplined enough to stay at home or quarantine when they had to, and go through the testing, and to get through a season is phenomenal. It's an unbelievable job and disciplined job by the student athletes, coaches, our administration, certainly our trainers and doctors did a phenomenal job. So my hat off to all of them, because without one group following in step, if one group steps out of line, regardless of which one, it isn't done.
take us back to last fall, Barry, when the announcement was out to postpone football. Was there ever a time when you thought, we got no shot, we can't play?
I can remember walking in here and talking to Chris McIntosh about when you have contact tracing and anybody in contact within whatever distance from with contact tracing, it is impossible for us to be able to play. And that we came out of that meeting, he and I saying, no way can we play. Then all of a sudden you start on our campus. We had a quick turnaround test. And all of a sudden our eyes raised. I can remember talking to the coaches, because I gave that message to the coaches. By then, I was running, doing the things with the Big Ten coaches and running their meetings. And I remember telling them, guys, you guys are control freaks as head football coaches, and you have to be. But a pandemic and this virus, you can't control it. And with contact tracing, I don't know how we're going to – I really don't know how we're going to play. And I can remember Jim Harbaugh saying, are you telling me Big Ten isn't going to play football this year? And I said, Jim, that's just my opinion. That's my opinion. When you look at contact – I don't know the answer. I don't know how you answer this. And then soon we had a – some research done on campus where they were doing research on a quick turnaround test. Well, that's a game changer. Mm-hmm. Now you can guarantee that you have a clean practice field. And then some other – Indiana was very close. Some other people were close. And then things picked up from there where we had, seemed like at least you saw a little light at the end of the tunnel.
Yeah, and there was a football season and all the others, so it was good. Better late than never. It happened in the Big Ten, and obviously we had a lot to cheer about with all the sports that were able to get their seasons in this season. We will take a break. We'll have more as the Barry Alvarez Show continues in a couple of minutes on the Badger Sports Network from Learfield IMG College.
Do the new administration's proposed tax and estate planning changes have you concerned about your future? The time to prepare is now, so take advantage of a complimentary no-obligation.
Alvarez Sharma of the conversation with the athletics director at the University of Wisconsin. We'll touch on what the last month or so has been like since the announcement that Coach would be stepping down as the AD effective at the end of June. We'll get to that, and then he and I will have a little something to let you know about later moving forward. But we mentioned it not only to get these seasons in, but some very successful seasons again, teams getting into the postseason, such as men's basketball. We got a new women's basketball coach now on board. I think she's already generated a lot of excitement. But to see Coach Granato and the hockey team win the Big Ten regular season championship, Coach Mark Johnson and the women's team another national title, and volleyball getting to another Final Four. Not only did they play their seasons, they were very, very good once again.
Yeah, very successful. And again, disciplined by the coaches, by the athletes, to put themselves in that position. You can go right down the line. Our basketball team got into the tournament, thrashed a very good North Carolina team. Then ran into a buzzsaw the second game. Actually, if I'm not mistaken, we played them better than the team in the national championship.
Absolutely. Yeah, that national championship game was over not long after the tip.
Yeah, so
it was good.
We ran into a buzzsaw, but our guys played well during the year. Really excited about our new women's basketball coach. Hockey, women's hockey again, he's got a dynasty. And it's, and I say it a million times, it's hard to win. It's very easy to be complacent when you win. But to continue, I liken him to Mark to Nick Saban. They stay hungry. They keep working on improvement. They're never satisfied. And they've got the target on their back. Everybody that they play is shooting at them. So to be able to sustain the level of play that they have for as long as they have, win 7 national championships, unbelievable. Unbelievable job that he's done. And Tony, that they had a very good year, winning the championship, winning the league championship. I went up and watched him play in South Bend. They just dug themselves a hole, played hard, and got back into the game, but they dug themselves too big of a hole. And then, Kelly, what can you say? I tell you what, he and his team, really competitive. You hated to see their season shortened because they were so good. And, you know, you have to lose continuity when you know, they had a hard time having enough games to qualify.
Right.
You know, and then to go play somebody that's played their entire schedule was difficult. But to get to the Final Four again, man, that was impressive.
The thing, listening to Coach Sheffield over the course of these last several months, too, he just, and it's no secret, we've known this for a while, he gets it. Because they played in the spring. That's a fall sport. And he was like, hey, let's move it. Let's get it to spring. It makes sense. All the stop and starts. He just seems like he and his athletes really understand, you know, and they appreciate what they were able to get out of this year.
Instead of complaining, you know, and hoping that you play, he was one of the proponents to moving it to spring. We want to play. I got a chance to win a national championship. I just want to play. I think the best chance to play is moving it back, and that's what they did. And I'd go over and watch. I've watched him practice. I love the way he communicates to his girls. I'm going to tell you, they hang on every word. Mm-hmm. As he talks, he has a different plan. The last time I went and watched him practice, he was changing his protocol as far as how he was going to, you know, what he was asking them to do. He just thought things were too strict. He was going to allow them to go visit another teammate in another apartment and loosen things up a little bit. And the girls just, you can just see whatever he tells them, that's what they're going to do. And it's impressive to the program that he's built in a very short amount of time once he got here.
Yeah, I've been trying to reflect on just life, what it had to have been like for these student athletes this past year. They had the Buckinghams again. They did it virtually. It's a really nice, when they were able to do it live especially, it's a really nice program where some of the athletes step outside of where we normally see them. Some can sing, other a variety. It's like a variety show, but they're honored for what they've done athletically and academically and in the community. I'm just excited with the thought, Barry, moving ahead, that people such as your grandson, Jake, with the football team and others will be able to come out onto the arena or the field and have something besides cardboard cutouts. I mean, they made them. You do what you do, but to get actual people back in here is going to make all the difference.
Well, you think about it. You've got a freshman class that is not played in front of a crowd. You know, they don't know the thrill of taking the field here, coming through that tunnel with 80 plus thousand fans, you know, cheering you and responding to plays on the field. They haven't experienced that yet. So to get back to that, to get back to normal, is exciting for me. I hope we can be there.
I can't imagine being a student. You know, we've all dealt with the restrictions and all that, but being a student athlete and having to kind of have that quarantine life.
Yeah. Well, quarantine, and you know, our guys, I go down to the training table just to check things out. They go through, they social distance, they walk through, they've got somebody walking with them with a mask, everybody's wearing masks, you point at what you want, they throw it in the bag, hand it to you, you walk out, go back to your apartment and eat. You're not even eating with your team. I mean, it's to go through all the, jump through all the hoops that they had to go through this year and not be out socially, not to be able to celebrate games, you know, to ask them to do that so they can play, and for the most part, our teams followed that. It's pretty special. So, you know, you learn a lot from this. You learn discipline from this. When it's all said and done, you'll look back on it and say, that was miserable. But I think we got better. We learned some discipline through this, and we learned some other things through this. And more than anything else, you better be flexible.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but I think even appreciate, they never take it for granted, but you appreciate it more when the restrictions loosen more and your arenas and stadiums are full again. You appreciate it more than ever. We'll take a break. More to come as we continue with the Barry Alvarez Show on the Badger Sports Network from Learfield IMG College.
Do you want to jump around at Camp Randall all season long? Well, American Family Insurance is on your team, and we're a fan of your dreams. Head over to amfam.com/badgers for your chance to win 2021 season tickets, including one VIP game day experience like no other. No purchase necessary. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating companies. 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Listen up, Badger fans. Are you looking to save money while also saving the planet? Well, you can do just that with Everlight Solar, the largest residential solar company in Wisconsin. With our zero out-of-pocket program, any homeowner can win with solar energy by simply shifting what you already pay for power to pay for solar panels instead. Visit EverlightSolar.com today to schedule your no-cost consultation. With zero out-of-pocket along with generous tax incentives and rebates, it's a no-brainer for any homeowning Badger fan. Everlight Solar, a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
And now, a moment of chill from Coors Light. Coors Light, mountain cold refreshment, made to chill after the short but cold beer run from hot tub to cabin. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
Nicholas Funds. Patience, hard work, and a disciplined process help build a foundation for success in both basketball and investments. Investing for the long term. Nicholas Funds, a proud sponsor of UW Badger Basketball. Investments involve risk and principal loss as possible. The fund's investment objectives, risks, charges, and expenses must be considered carefully before investing. The statutory and summary prospectus contain this and other important information about the investment company, and it may be obtained by visiting nicholasfunds.com. Read it carefully before investing. Nicholas Funds are distributed by Quasar Distributors.
Victory. It takes teamwork. It takes every player doing the right thing, being in the right place, and making the right plays. And never has teamwork been more important than right now, during our fight against COVID-19. So please, do your part. Wear a mask, practice social distancing, and wash your hands frequently. Because as a team, we will defeat this opponent together. To learn more, visit coronavirus.uwhealth.org. UW Health. Remarkable.
Let Carrier provide quiet, efficient heating all winter with innovative solutions for premium comfort. And for a healthier home, add the Infinity Air Purifier with an advanced filter that can capture and kill select viruses and bacteria. Learn the science and its impact on coronavirus at carrier.com/purifier.
Carrier is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. Contact the experts at 1-800-CARRIER or carrier.com.
Rolling out with the Barry Alvarez Show, our finally monthly conversation with Coach as the athletics director at the University of Wisconsin. I know we talked about this on another platform a few days ago, but since the announcement on April 6th that you would be retiring as AD, I know there were some folks who were here, some of your former players, like a Panos, I think Bollinger, to name two, but there were others. Would I be right in thinking that you've had some former players reach out that maybe you haven't heard from in a while and just, congratulations? That's probably pretty cool.
It's been very special. I've had guys go back to my, 1971, some guys that I coached in high school and my first assistant's job at Lincoln Northeast, contacted me and, they share that we followed your career, how meaningful what you meant to them as a young coach and them as a, now they're grown men with kids that are in college, but a lot of my high school guys that I coached in high school, Mason City and Lexington and Lincoln Northeast, Notre Dame guys, of course the guys here, and it's awesome for me. That's why you get into the business is to help young people, hopefully do some things and influence young people's lives. Like my life was influenced by the coaches I had from the time I, started playing Little League baseball and midget football. I tell people that all the time, that I was fortunate. I was associated with really, really good coaches from the time I started competing as a 9-year-old, an 8-year-old. Great high school coach, football coach, and baseball coach. Those guys were very influential. Everybody, I make it well known that Bob Devaney was the person I try to emulate, and he influenced my career and what I wanted to do, and so to be able to influence young people and them come back and say, some of the things that they learned and the principles that they picked up from us in football. They use it today in their everyday business, some in their families, whatever it might be. It might be a slogan. It might be something that we believe in, principles that we believed in and talked about. They still use them. And to me, that's what it's all about. You know, it's not about winning an award or whatever. It's about the kids that you touched and influenced along the way.
I've thought about this, especially in recent weeks, where so many of your former players, either professional football or in business, I mean, they don't have to be stars necessarily in their time here, but I think of, you know, Calvin Barrett, now Dane County Sheriff, Jake Wood and what he's done. You know, we know about the Joe Thomases and so on and so forth, but boy, to see so many of these guys, the overwhelming majority, go on and do very, very well post-college.
That's doctors, good. Lawyers, you know, and some of them never touched the field, but they're at practice every day. They're in meetings every day. They sacrificed, you know, they're preparing the guys to go on the field. So they learn just as much, if not more, in some cases, than the guys that played. And so, you know, that's 125 guys every year. You know, so over the, you know, over the course of a career, you hopefully you touch a lot of people.
I've always thought, Barry, you being a coach, just like Coach Devaney, you can bring something to an athletics director's position that, you know, many others can't. It's not no one's fault, but you've been there. Every coach you've talked to, no matter the sport, you probably, you know, like, yeah, I get where you're coming from. I don't know if we're going to see a lot of that moving forward, but I've always thought that was a big strength of the job for you.
I've made that well known, you know, when as I talk to other athletic directors, and I can remember a couple former coaches wanted to get into administration, and I tell them, I can remember telling Philip Fulmer this. That's what you sell, that this is your advantage. You can relate to your, in our case, 23 head coaches. You've been in those shoes. You know, someone that's come up the ranks as an administrator, they haven't been in those shoes. They may be a great administrator, but you have an advantage on them. You know, you can hire people that can do your books. You can hire people where you have a weakness. But as far as evaluating coaches, helping coaches through rough spots, those are things that I really felt I had an advantage of over the other athletic directors. And you're sitting in a room sometimes and you're talking about issues, and it doesn't register. If you haven't been there before, it doesn't register them, and sometimes it's a very simple answer. Mm-hmm. But if you've been there, you have that answer. And evaluating coaches, one of the things I'll do is how do the players respond after they've had tough losses, or they've had a tough stretch? You know, can you bring them back? Do you have the team? Those are things that you have to, you know, that you have had to go through to understand. That's the important thing. You know, there are so many people that, you know, they're fans, and if you lose a game, fire the coach. You know, I hear that every time we lose a game. You know, I've got emails, texts, you know, fire the coach after. Mm-hmm. Well, you know, when you've been there, you understand it. And what you said earlier, I personally have always tried to use that as an advantage. And one other thing that I've tried to do, we try to start the season with a head coach's meeting. And I'd always start by saying, take a look around the room here. You know, the resources that we have in this room, there are many people in here who've won national championships, Big Ten championships, have had a lot of success. Whatever problem you have, and you're going to have problems, every coach has problems, somebody in this room has lived it. Mm-hmm. And so get close to one another. Get to know one another. Don't be afraid to walk into another coach's office when you're having an issue, or just get to know them better and share things with one another. And that'll help strengthen our department. And I think we do a good job of that. And I think our players support one another. A lot, that's not very common.
Yeah, no, it's been fun to watch. You know, I look forward to that again once we can, you know, forget the Zoom stuff, you know, so much, which we're on the way to doing that. But it's been fun to observe that over the years, how the coaches pull for one another. You'll see athletes in one sport attending events, their friends who are participating in another sport. It's a very cool thing to see. So we will take a break. We have more to come as we continue with the Barry Alvarez Show on the Badger Sports Network from Learfield IMG College.
Few moments bring you joy like opening your inbox after you've done your taxes, clicking the subject line, and reading that one email you...
Where you can enjoy delicious shakes and malts made with Culver's fresh frozen custard and real milk in your favorite flavor. Welcome to Delicious. We thank the great folks at Culver's for being a proud partner with us along the Badger Sports Network and Coach Alvarez's radio show as we continue with our final installment along the Badger Sports Network. Although we will just tell you now, moving forward here in the coming weeks and coming months for that matter, Barry will continue. We will have a podcast with our partner at iHeartRadio, very big into the podcast business, and we're going to join that party as we're going to spend some of the summer months just recapping, get the perspective of Coach's history in his own words. And, you know, we do a little bit of that storytelling on this platform, but I think we've got more time for a deep dive. That's going to be a lot of fun because we will have no shortage of things to talk about recapping your 30-plus years here. It'll be fun.
I'm excited about the podcast. I really am. And you and I did one last week out at Blackhawk and had a lot of fun with it. But I'm looking forward to it. A lot of different areas that we want to cover, but, you know, the first several will be recapping the last 30 years, and that'll be fun to reminisce. And then after that, you know, whatever the topic of the day is, we'll dig into it and bring in some guests. We'll do some different things and have some fun. We've always had a lot of fun the last 30 years doing our broadcast. I'm looking forward to even having more fun with this.
Yeah, it's good. I know we've talked about this for a while, and now we can finally get going with our production, if you will. We'll start here in the coming weeks, and the first podcast along iHeart that'll drop probably early July-ish. But we'll let you know. We'll let you know all of that when we are ready to roll. I guess you're going to stay pretty busy here. I don't know what out there is or is not fact, but you don't strike me as a guy who's just going to sit around all the time, right?
No, I've had some opportunities that have been out in front of me, and I'll sit back. One of the things Jim Delaney recommended: don't be too anxious to jump into anything. Take a little time, think about it. I did read that I was going to be the liaison with the Big Ten and Big Ten football coaches. I was going to give Jeff Patricus a call and get some more information on that, since I hadn't talked to anybody about it and no one's talked to me about it. I just thought Jeff probably could give me a little more information and get me caught up on what I'm going to be doing.
So too early to congratulate you on that, or the league for that matter, for reaching out. But I know something that you are looking forward to doing, at least I would think, is watching Jake play here this fall. They had spring ball, which was really nice, a little different from a year ago, but just being able to, I don't know if you just sit back and watch him, but just to be able to watch his season unfold. Right?
You know what, that's been unbelievable for me to watch Joe and Jake. I watched them, you know, grow up here in Madison. You know, I went to all their when they started very young in football, and watched all their basketball games and baseball, and traveled with them. And that was really fun for me. And then to watch them take the field wearing that W, Emotion W, has really been special. And, you know, I was very proud of how Joe played. Joe was a walk-on here and, you know, played right away as a true freshman, earned a scholarship after his first year, and, you know, actually played for 5 years. His first year he had an injury after five games, couldn't play anymore, but played for 5 years, ended up starting some games, has a interception return record, and was all Big Ten academic all 4 years. very proud of him. And then to watch Jake, you know, and to watch him improve. He's gotten better as a blocker. You know, he's really become a very good player. And, you know, the fact that he's All Big Ten a year ago, first team All Big Ten, was very impressive, but fun. So watching in my box, you know, we think he's open every play, every pass play. Don yelling, his mother's yelling, Jake's open, throw the ball to Jake. You know, I'm trying to watch the game, but I got an eye on Jake, you know. So that's really a lot of fun for us.
Yeah, Graham Mertz is not stupid, too. He knows where to look. I mean, Jake's, you know.
Pretty good target.
Yeah, not bad at all. And they were able, I touched on a minute ago, they were able to have a spring ball. And I know certain guys were in and out, you know, with injuries they wanted to be smart about. But just to have it. I mean, every you know, teams across the country probably feeling the same way. Who did not get to have it? But that stuff you always embraced as a coach, right? Spring ball and the importance of it.
You know, you love to, if you're in coaching, you just being out there with your players and trying to get them to improve, get them to the next level, and not have to worry about a game. You're not game planning. You're just improving your athletes, trying to build the team, trying to get some chemistry, find out who your leaders are, and get ready for the next year. And you know, this freshman group, they hadn't been through anything. They didn't go through conditioning prior to the season. You know, they missed a lot. So this was an important off season to get them out on the field, for the coaches to work on fundamentals, bring them along, also in the weight room. And spend time with them in the weight room and conditioning. That was an important year and season spring for those guys in preparation for their future.
And what a schedule. I mean, jumping right in here with Penn State. Obviously, Michigan comes here. Army, which is a really...
Well, that's a hard really, game. Yeah. I don't know who the hell scheduled that game.
the head football coach probably not happy with the AD, right?
I don't blame him.
But the schedule is, I mean, for the fans who are going to be able to come back here, the schedule period, but the home schedule is pretty exciting.
Very good. I mean, this is one of the better home schedules we've had. Then you throw Notre Dame in, mm-hmm. 2 hours down the road in a neutral site at Soldier Field. That's already been listed as one of the top games in the country mm-hmm. for the year.
Is the Lambeau thing, is that something that is still like maybe talked about? I mean, there's a lot of moving parts to get that game scheduled.
We've got it rescheduled.
Okay.
We've got it rescheduled. We'll announce that soon. But Notre Dame was able to clear a date. We were able to clear a date and make things happen. So
all right.
We're going to play that.
That's called a tease, ladies and gentlemen. Be ready. We'll be ready for that announcement. We'll take a break, back with our remaining minutes with Barry Alvarez right after this on the Badger Sports Network from Learfield IMG College.
You're a proud Wisconsin Badger football fan. Get to Kohl's and show your pride with official Badger game day gear for the whole family. Kohl's has the best selection of Badger jerseys, sweatshirts, t-shirts, hats, and so much more, all at great Kohl's prices. Save even more with Kohl's Cash, only at Kohl's. Shop in-store or anytime at Kohl's.com. Kohl's is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. At Kohl's, when you're a fan, you're family. Go Badgers!
Cancer is often detected too late. At Exact Sciences, we're working to change lives by helping to detect cancer earlier. Headquartered in Madison, Exact Sciences is growing and needs dedicated, energetic individuals to join our team. You don't have to be a scientist to work at Exact Sciences. We're hiring for our laboratory and customer care teams and have hundreds of job openings for people of all backgrounds and experience levels. Visit ExactSciences.com to learn more and join the fight against cancer. Change careers, change lives. Exact Sciences.
Back with our remaining minutes with Athletics Director Barry Alvarez. And again, we kind of put a wrap. You can't really do that in 7 minutes. That's why we're going to do this podcast coming up later this summer. But I know we sat here in September. We're in a conference room here overlooking the stadium and just how much nicer it looks now compared to the stadium you walked into in January of 1990. Come a long way. When you came here, hockey was terrific, winning a national championship, yeah. But the athletic department was in debt to the tune of at least $2 million, if memory serves. And
yeah,
just
Matt,
to see where it's come.
It was $2 million, but if I'm not mistaken, our budget was $14
million. True.
So if you take the percent, you know, you look at the percentage, you know, today if you take that same percentage, our budget starting the year was about $170 million.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so right. Move that across the board, I mean, that's considerable.
Yeah.
A considerable percentage of your budget is in the red.
Yep. I always thought, too, there was that, and it was emotionally bankrupt because the morale was poor. And we'll get into this when we do the podcast, but you had to do so many things, you and your staff, including reaching out to the public, right, and generating the interest.
I think that first year, Pat and I, it wasn't just me, Pat and I, I'll guarantee you, we were on the road speaking at different functions, different towns, at least 5 days a week. We had to just drum up interest. I had to sell myself, sell the future of the program. You know, those are the days in the summer we had golf outings around the state. So that's, I think, if I'm not mistaken, we had 40-some golf outings around the state. That's leave here at, 9 in the morning, go to Fond du Lac, go to Oshkosh, go to Green Bay, go to these places, get there, have lunch, go out and play 5-hour scramble, come back in, and, you know, you have to have 2-hour cocktail before dinner at our places, and then I got to entertain. I'm the last one up. I got to entertain everybody.
Right.
You drive home, you get home at midnight, and reload and go again the next day. But we had to do it. You know, I had my coaches in the summer. They were going to high schools where we had players, and they'd go meet with the high school coach. We'd get discounts for tickets, ask them if they'd put a bus together. We'd give them a discount for a ticket. Bring a busload up to support your former player. Anything to get people in the stands. We had to hustle.
Yeah, it is remarkable. And I guess particularly now, I think more and more people, I run across people that have been very grateful to see this. You know, the things that we, as a fan, complain about now, like, really?
Yeah. Think about this, Matt. There are places I'll go speak to a group, and I'll look out there, and the majority of the crowd, they don't remember when we lost.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so that's 93.
Yep.
Some of these guys are early 30s. You know, they're executives someplace. They don't remember losing in basketball or football.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. That's what was fun with what we did the other night, mentioned over at Blackhawk, because there were younger folks in there, but there were some who've been around a little bit, and they remember probably having an entire section of the stadium to themselves and just what has transpired and you know, hopefully we can get as many people as possible here in the fall, but just to, you know, to see what has happened and not just in football, to see what basketball has become, the growth of women's hockey and volleyball, lot to be proud about here.
You know, and the thing, you know, in running an athletic program, the thing that you have is success in football.
Mm-hmm.
And people say, well, you don't care about that. I care about every sport. I do. I care about every athlete. I want to give them the best possible experience. But I do know this. If we don't fill the stadium in football, everybody else's budget's going down.
Right.
You can't run the program. You know, football is 80% of your money. Basketball is 20%. That's it. Mm-hmm. That's where you're going to get your finances. That's how you're going to set your budget. That's how you're going to, you know, do the things that you do as far as allowing teams to travel, your spring sports teams to go down south, your swimming team to go to Hawaii, to do all these things. You've got to be successful in football and fill that stadium, or you can't do it. You got to start. You know, you just have to be fiscally sound, and so those other sports need to. And our coaches understand that. Mm-hmm. They root hard for football.
Sure, and to circle back even to this year, you couldn't have fans, but just with the TV revenue, those other sports probably don't have a season, right? Or do they? Without having a football, would have been very difficult without having a football season.
You have the season, but you go deeper and deeper in debt.
Yeah,
we survived that. We were able to negotiate our way through. The Big Ten was to recoup about as more so than we initially thought of our money, TV revenue, from football. And then that allowed us to survive. When you lose, you know, your attendance probably close to 3.5-4 million per game, you know, that's gone.
Yeah.
So it's basically on your football rep TV contract money that's all you got. That's all you get this year. Sorry.
Hell of a final year for you as AD, deal with
well,
this.
Well, I knew this. It wouldn't have been fair to hand the baton off to somebody and go into this.
Good luck.
And figure out how you're going to, you know, that you have to furlough people and who you're going to furlough and ask your coaches to take a 15% cut in pay and so on and so forth. That's not fun to go through. We have good people. The employees in this department are really quality people to let some of them, you know, tell them that we have to step away. Yeah. You know, we have to cut corners. We have to keep our head above water somehow.
Yeah, and you made it. You made it through. So, again, congratulations. We look forward to the podcast here starting later this summer. Heck of a ride, and we look forward to great stories here moving forward.
Yeah, you know what? It has been a great ride. And to thank all of our people, our fans and student-athletes, former coaches, we've loved every minute of it. It's been a great experience. I'm fired up about the podcast like you are because I think we can share a lot of stories that we haven't been able to in the past and have a little fun, reminisce, and keep up with current events.
Absolutely. All of the above. We will take a break back to wrap things up right after this on the Badger Sports Network from Learfield IMG College.
Do you want to jump around at Camp Randall all season long? Well, American Family Insurance is on your team, and we're a fan of your dreams. Head over to amfam.com/badgers for your chance to win 2021 season tickets, including one VIP game day experience like no other. No purchase necessary. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating companies. 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Hi, I'm Andy North, pro golfer, two-time U.S. Open champ, and Baker Tilly client. You know, a par 5 forces you to take the long view, see the big picture. When you work with Baker Tilly, their tax, accounting, and advisory pros show you the big picture financially. They leverage their cross-industry know-how to maximize opportunities. I depend on Baker Tilly to be my valued business advisor. Down the fairway, to the green. Connect with them at BakerTilly.com.
We thank Coach Alvarez once again for joining us this season for the Athletics Director's Show. We thank Dave McCann, our on-site producer. Devin Feely back at our network studio, who's been dealing with us all season long and all of the stop and starts, the quick time changes, very short notice to get through this season. We thank Devin and everybody at Learfield IMG for helping get all of our broadcasts, game broadcasts, coaches shows, athletic director shows, all of that on the air. Again, we look forward, Barry and I look forward to our podcast coming up with our partners at iHeartRadio. We'll reflect on his career, and we will keep him busy moving forward. Have a great spring and summer, and we'll talk to you soon on the Badger Sports Network from Learfield IMG College.
Are you drowning in IRS tax debt?
I owe the IRS $37,000.
Get ready for a toll-free hotline. Take advantage of new IRS.